shkoyach. Our learning should be in Tzchus first and foremost from my very close friend's father's yahrzeit was yesterday, Shchosh Adar Yitzchak Meir Begershon, and also in honor of the Rebbeim of BRS by the members of the Young Israel of Deerfield Beach. Thank you guys so much. I don't work for BRS. Well, I wish I did, but I don't. But I have the Tzchus to be able to teach, to learn together. So whoever that is, thank you guys so much. So we were just talking about the Ksav Sofer from last week, who said that at the end of the day, I think it was the Ksav Sofer, when you give tzedakah, make sure you do it esani imach. Make sure that you do it with him and only him. You don't have to tell the whole fanfare. So the Klozim Rebbe on page 2 writes, in 1966, the Klozim Rebbe writes a beautiful idea. The topic of today is going to be about simcha of being a Torah Jew. You know, we're talking about Mishnah Nechtos Adam Arba Simcha, and simcha and being a proud Jew, and we'll see different lessons within the parsha. Oh, I didn't make enough copies. I'm sorry. I apologize. Harap Yomaychal. Not quite before Yom Kippur? Before Yom Kippur? Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Pasuk says in the parsha, the opening pasuk, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber Rabbanei Yisrael Yichul Yitzchuma Meitzcho Yish Asher Yirvenu Libo Tichlu Yitzchumasi." Rashi says, "Yichul Yitzchuma Li Lishmi." Make sure when you're bringing tshuva, make sure you do it for my sake. When you give tzedakah, when you do good things, make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. As I was telling my high schoolers today, when I was in high school, I used to go to the kollel in my camp, Camp Masora. I didn't have the best lishma, I didn't have the most lishma intentions. I said, I told the kids, I don't know if this will get a kick out of you guys, they loved it. But they said, there was a girl who I wasn't as firm as this girl, and I wanted her to think that I was a little firmer, and she had a brother in the koilo. And I came to the koilo for her to think that, you know, I'm a stark guy. So I told her, it didn't work out, and hopefully she's not listening to this as well. So I told her, so one of the boys said, oh, shalom lishma, balishma, lamaisa, that's where my heart went when I read this Rashi. Says the Rebbe, you know, my mind goes to my 11th grade-ness, and the Rebbe goes to Gemara Brachas Chav Chesem and Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Gamliel Machriz Va'omer, Kol HaTamet She'enu Tocha Gebar Lo Yikonos Abeis HaMidrash. He says that anyone who is not, their inside wasn't like their outside, or their outside wasn't like their inside, they were not allowed into the Beis HaMidrash. Parenthetically, before we get to his explanation, the Ben Ish Chai has such a beautiful, beautiful insight on the words Tocho Kiboro. The Ben Ish Chai, I didn't give it to you, but if you want to, you can look it up. Yeah, and the Peirush on Shas, called Ben Yoyado, he writes that if you look at the words Tocho Kiboro, what are the two middle letters of Tocho? Chavav. Tocho, inside. Look at the inside of a Jew. Kiboro. Kibar means the outside. What are the two outer letters of Kiboro? Chavav. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Their inside should be like their outside. When a Jew is giving tzedakah, when a Jew is doing the right thing, make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. You're not just doing it for the outside and the inside. It's got to be tocha kibara. That's not our lesson for today, but a nice little nugget next time you learn this gemara. Says the Rebbe.
I thought it all counts as the money.
It all, yeah, exactly. That's what the Baal Tzedakah will say, Taka. L'chora, miyu, zesh shomer ha-pesach sheyuchal afkin ben mi shetocha kibara olo? How did Rebbe Gamliel know that who is good, who is basically coming to learn, and who wasn't coming to learn for the right reasons? How did he know? Says the Rebbe Upashtu, it's very simple. Yesh lomar, shahayisa zu siyata d'shmaya. He had the Rebbeinu Hashem's help. Shemi she'ein tocha kabaro, lo yovo klal beis hamidrash. He says, this is a little agadic. So if you're going to start telling me this and that, no, I did change it, exactly. It wasn't always like that. Right? The Gemara says with Rabbi Elazar, I think. Yeah. With Hillel, exactly. He says at the end of the day that didn't work. But when it did work with Rabbi Gamliel, how did he do that? He says, the Maaseh, anyone who showed up because they cared. Anyone who wasn't Tocha Kabaro, they didn't even come. They didn't even come, yeah, a little too elitist. They're striving for the fences. He says, that's exactly our vort. Who adin yesh lomar hacha, shenistavu likach tshuma rak mimi sheyitin l'shem shemayim. He says, the Rebbeinu Shem wants only one of those Jews who are going to be l'shem shemayim. Uminayan yadu milibo shalom milo, says the Rebbe, how does the Rebbeinu Shem know who's going to be fully in it for the right reasons and fully in it to win it, or fully in it only to win it? V'yuchali truma shehem yasu es shalahem, v'yachol gavas mikulam. Minishamayim yisayu b'yadu mishrach me'ez kol yishayu advenu libo tzichas shumas. You have to do your part, the Rebbeinu Shem will do his part. I just thought this was a very nice episode to start off about being true to oneself, to be genuine, to be sincere. Are we learning to learn? Are we learning just to get it done with so I could say that I learned today and I'm done? The Rebbe said at the end of the day, it's all about being l'shma. The Rebbe Shalom knows our thoughts, right? The Pasuk we say every day in Yichavot, Rabos Machshavos believe each, Atzas Hashem he takum. The Rebbe Shalom knows our thoughts. He knows everything. He knows everything. B'chei Levavos, he knows exactly. You're already looking forward to Yamim Noram over here. He knows our intentions. That is the first idea of the Klausenberger Rebbe. Moving on to the second idea on page number 3. Page number 3, the Meshech Chachma. Such a beautiful insight about the Arun in the Parsha. The Pasuk says, "B'tabas Arun yu abadim lo yasuru mimena." The poles of the Arun had to be fastened very, very tight. They couldn't be loosened. They couldn't be removed. They couldn't be loose. Everything says the Chazal over there in the Gemara in Yom Ha'ayin Beizman Alf. Hamaser Bade Aron Loka. Anyone who removed the poles of the Aron got Malkus. And Meshech Chachma goes through a whole long thing here. But we'll say that the idea outside. He says, what does the Aron represent? The Aron represented the Torah. Had the Luchos and they had the Luchos Shneos and he had the Luchos Rishonos. He says at the end of the day, what does it mean that the poles shouldn't be removed? He said the Torah, wherever we go, the Torah has to go everywhere, anywhere and everywhere with us. Can never go, okay, I'm on January break. Okay, I go to Miami, I go to Hawaii, the Baruch Hashem doesn't matter. No. Lo yasru mimenu, if you go to the top of page 4. Ulazeh bo habadim, shalolam, by the underlines, third line down. Shalolam habadim, him hamachazikim bo. Him hasomchem yidei al tamid chochem. Shehu ha'aron le'edus Hashem v'torosof. Umeharoi sheyutomit ochzen ba'aron habris lo yasru mimenu. The Aron went everywhere we went. And why can't you take the poles out? They had to be so tight and so always with the poles are so important to the Aron. Yes, because when what does a pole show? A pole shows sincerity. It shows wherever you go, I go. Wherever you go, I go. I don't know if everyone was there when Weinberger was here last week. The song that he played at the end was so super powerful. One of the lines in the song was, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay." Rabbanu Shalom is everywhere we go. As a Torah Jew, we believe that we find the Rabbanu Shalom in the Beis Midrash and outside the Beis Midrash, on the court and off the court. He says that's the idea of Lo Yisru Mimenu. The poles didn't leave. And that's what a sincere Jew is. A sincere Jew means the Torah goes everywhere we go. That's the second idea. The third idea, I didn't give it to you. The third idea I wanted to do, I'm going to quote for you outside. I don't have the Shach al Torah, but I wanted to quote the Shach because it was his Yartzeit yesterday. The Shach writes on the menorah in this week's parsha, and I found this on Chabad.org. If you ever want to find a quick Dvar Torah, put in on Google Chabad.org and questions and answers, and you're gonna have a thing. The first thing you'll put in the questions and answers parsha's Truma, you get like 30, 40 quick Dvar Torah. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. You probably won't even have to come to Shir anymore. So what happened was is that I was looking for a good Torah to say, and I saw the Shach, and then I saw it was Yartzeit, so I had to say it. So the Shach says, if you look in the psukim in the parsha, the pasuk says by the menorah that there was one central branch, and three on the one came out on the other side, and three on the left, three on the right. He says, "What's pshat? What's the pshat behind it?" So he says, "The central branch represents the Torah Shebichtav. The central branch is the Torah Shebichtav, the five books of Moses, Torah Moshe Mitzrayim. What's the six branches? Six branches are the Shisha Sivrei Mishnah. The Torah Shebichtav. You can't have Torah Shebichtav without the Torah Shebichtav. They go hand in hand." Torah Shebichtav is the middle. It's the central bench. It's everywhere. Everything's learned from. The Torah Shebichtav is the three. Is the three and three. That is the third idea. The fourth idea, which is on page 5. You know we're always a little off because of the cover page. But no, the cover page. You have to give credit where credit is due. Page 5 is from a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. I think we've quoted him before. Page 5. Now we're on page 5. His name is Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. Avram Tzvi Kluger is a very, very, very special person. He has a lot of svarim. I don't even know how to. I don't want to say that he's Breslov because he has a lot of Breslov background. But the way he writes is so beautiful and so real and practical. And I highly he has stuff in English. You can find his stuff in English also online. Very, very special. Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. He has a Beis Midrash in Beit Shemesh, but he has Chassidim literally throughout the world. But his headquarters is in Beit Shemesh. So he writes, if you look in his sefer, Sharvit Azov is a sefer on Megillas Esther. And he writes, and he talks about the quotes of the Magid of Mezich. Magid of Mezich on the right side of the right paragraph. And the Pasuk says, in Yeshaya, Sos Asis Vahashem. Right, the Navi tells us that he gets glad and he gets joy in Hashem. What does this mean? Says the Magid of Mezich, right, the student of the Baal Shem Tov. The Ani Sos, the Yesh Li Simcha, the Tarnig Mimash is a Chisi. You don't want to know what it means that I get my joy from God? That all my entire enjoyment, my life, my source, my whole being comes from being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from enjoying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from this itself I get simcha. Says, you want to know what gives me the most internal joy? It's not the steak and butcher's block. And it's not Rabbi Goldberg's Shabbos Shuva Drasha. I mean, Rabbi Goldberg's Shabbos Shuva Gishmak. And the steak is Gishmak. Just being one with Hashem. Being Dovak to the Rabbonah Shom. In his Torah. In his davening. Well, I guess Rabbi Goldberg's Drasha is Torah, so I shouldn't have said that. L'maisa, everything, real enjoyment, real simcha, is something, has to do with God. It's spirituality. V'zehu sos asis. Sheyesh li simcha v'tanung mimash zachisi. I get pleasure, I get joy, that I get joy. That's what I think he was reading the Pasuk. Right? He says, at the end of the day, I have simcha for just having simcha for the Rabbonu Shalom. I have simcha for being one with the Rabbonu Shalom. That is a Torah Jew. The simcha of being a Torah Jew. And that's the vort of the Meshech Chachma. That's the vort of the Chazal Begur Rebbe. Tochel Kibaro, that's the word of the Meshech Chachma, that's the word of the Shachar Torah, and I truly, truly believe that's the word of Rav Kluger. Moving on to page number 6, Adi number 5. Adi number 5 comes to us from a sefer called Likutei Yoshua, a great sefer I found earlier in the year. I think we've quoted it before, how Rav Yoshua Scheinfeld. I don't know so much about him, but definitely in the European age. So he quotes on the Pasuk in the Parsha, V'yichuli Truma on the bottom. He says, the Pasuk should have said V'yichuli Truma. You should take for yourself Truma. It should really say V'yitnu. You should give me Truma. What's V'yichu? It should really say V'yitnu. So he quotes here the Shem Gadol Echad. I actually saw another sefer. The name of the Gadol, maybe others who say this also, is a Rav named Rabbi Yerchmiel of Ostrovsa. I don't know his Svarim. I've seen him quoted a lot in one of the Likutim Svarim. So he quotes an incredible thing. If you ever look at when you give tzedakah, or when you give a donation, like we were talking about earlier last week, when you give a kidney donation, or give any type of donation to someone, you think the giver thinks that he's the giver. And that you have the recipient, and he's the recipient. Says this pasuk, it says, no, when you give to someone else, you're actually the one who's receiving too. Because when you're a giver, you have the ability to give, you actually receive that orb. That light, when you are able to give to someone else and to make someone else happy, to make someone else besimcha, that is you're doing much more for yourself than you're giving the guy a $20 bill or 100 shekels. Doing much more.
Barbanel?
Where does the Barbanel say that?
He doesn't say it, it's said about
him. Oh, it's said about the Barbanel.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That what you give, that's actually what you take. That's what you're going to take. And he writes such a... He says, that's exactly what he said. Look at the underline. He says, someone who's smart understands you. When you give, you're the one who's receiving. When you're a giver, you're actually the taker. When you give to tzedakah, you become much greater. He says, Rabboni Shlomo, you're going to take care of my people, I'm going to take care of you. But I think it's so true. Someone told me last night, he says, when you give from yourself, you're opening up light from yourself. When you give of yourself, you're opening up and you're able to receive more. Like the famous Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler says, Ahava, love, comes from the root word of have, give. Right? Why is it? And I only saw this once, I had my own children. Why is it that parents love their children much more than their children love their own parents? Because parents are non-stop giving. And children give back to the parents, but not as much as a parent is given to a parent. Parents will always love their children much more than a child will love their parent. And I always have some guy in the crowd, are you kidding me? My child, you know how much money I give to him? At the end of the day, a parent will always love, because at the end of the day, he's the one who's giving, and he's the one who's taking. Such a beautiful insight just on human psychology. Moving on to idea number six. Idea number six is Ksav Sofer. By the way, it was a good introduction to the Klausenberger, so Shkolach. Ksav Sofer, second week in a row, we quoted Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, on page number 7. Pasuk writes in the Parsha, Hayu akruvim porstech and afayim lamala sochim b'chinfeyim alakapoyres v'pneim ish alachiv. Right, the kruvim, we're going to be on top of the kaporis, and they'll be facing each other. The Gemara Bava Basra has a very famous idea, Sadi Testament Aleph. Ksiv pneim ish alachiv, uksiv pneim lebayis. It says one time about the kruvim, it talks about that they were facing each other, and the other time they were facing the house, they were facing away from each other. Says the Gemara, Bisman she'ozim etzon pneim ish alachiv, Bisman she'ozim etzon pneim lebayis. So it's very simple. When they were doing the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, they were towards each other. But they weren't doing the Ratzon of the Ribono Shel Olam, they were towards Labayis. Very interesting lashon, Upneim Labayis. It didn't say away, it says Upneim Labayis, according to going to the house. Just say the idea outside, we'll say the idea inside. Such a beautiful insight. Ksav Sofer says, you know what the Ratzon of the Ribono Shel Olam is? The Ratzon of the Ribono Shel Olam is Upneim Ish Alachiv. When Jews are caring for each other. When Yisachar cares about Zvulun, and Zvulun cares about Yisachar. That is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, when Jews are not doing the Ratzon Hashem, it's Upneim Labayis. They're only looking at their own house. They're looking at what's going on in my life, what's going on in my situation, what's going on in my financial system, what's going on in my bank account, what's going on in my medical history. They don't care about everyone else. They're a bunch of them, that's not my Ratzon. And that's when they're turned away. They're turned away because it's only focused on themselves. Right, if you look inside on the Ksav Sofer, such a beautiful insight. This is very good. This is good Torah for Purim. This is good Torah for Tisha B'Av. This is good Torah for the whole year. Wizmam She'en, on underline. Wizmam She'en, osim etzon kol echad, eno mashkiach alchem. You don't care about someone else. Zvulon eno machzik v'yisachar. V'omer shalom alay nafsho. V'yisachar eno mashkiach azvulon lohoros derech yelech. Right? Zvulon cares about his money. He's not caring about Yisachar, and Yisachar's not trying. He's not trying to influence the Zvulun. V'ahainu pneim labayis v'kol echad maybe rak v'beso v'lozulaso. They don't care for each other. We said last week the whole Indian of Rosh Chodesh Adar is there the mashmian al hashkalim. It wasn't just the day just announced on the shkalim. It was a day to start preparing yourself. What mashmian al hashkalim is shekel machzis a shekel. Famous idea from the Alshech. Why only you give a half? Because you have to realize that you're only a half. You have to attach yourself with other Jews. Mashmin al Ashkalim, Yismach Yisrael last week said, Mashmiya is the lashon of Shema. And he writes that Shema is not just listen, but Shema is gathering together. Shema Yisrael, he says. Shema Yisrael doesn't just mean listen, Israel. Shema Yisrael means gather together Jews. Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Gather, that's what Adar is all about. That Yisachar cares about Zvulun, and Zvulun cares about Yisachar. Oh, right. Oh, beautiful. The mazel, according to the Sfarim, I think that Rizal brings down, the B'nai Sosra brings down, that the mazel for the month of Adar is a dag. Not just dag, it's dagim. It's fish. Dagim. Right? Fish go against the stream, but they go hand in hand. And they say from the Kedushas Levi also, Kedushas Levi, for getting a little off topic here, the Kedushas Levi says, really from the Rizal says there are 12 months, and there are 12 tribes. Each month is connected another tribe. And there are different ways to calculate it, either way, the way they travel, the way the Shvatim traveled throughout the Midbar, or the way they were born. But the Kedushas Levi says, that there's only one Shevet, and there's only one month that has the opportunity to have two. We all know who that is. Adar, and that's Yosef. It says the Midah of Yosef is very much connected to the month of Adar, the Ephraim and Menashe. But that's not for today's topic. Zvulun cares about, maybe it is, because Menashe and Ephraim is really Yisachar, Menashe is Zvulun. Okay, very good. Moving on to the Divrei Yisrael, page number 8, idea number 7. Divrei Yisrael of Mudgets. I said this last year, and I was so excited I had to say it again. Back to the menorah, and then we're gonna say some have some Purim Torah as well, some other Torah. Teas that menorah. The pasuk says that the menorah will be made. Rashi says on that pasuk, Chafel Amen Aleph. Teas that me'aleil. If he shahayim Moshe miskashiv, but Moshe had a very hard time making the menorah. Omer lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashach Zakikar Laor. Binasis me'aleil. Throw in a bowl of fire. Throw in a little gold, and don't worry, the metal will come out. The menorah will come out itself. Says the Divrei Yisrael of Mudgets. The first Mudgets of Rebbe, a beautiful, beautiful insight. He says, in life, and we'll see it inside in a second, in life we have to do our best. Moshe, you do your part, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll do my part. You still have to throw it in. You have to throw in your kikar. You have to go to the doctor. You have to exercise. You have to make sure to have a proper diet. But at the end of the day, Ribbono Shel Olam, we know it's up to you too. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to take care of yourself too. You have to do your best. The Ribbono Shel Olam will do the rest. Like I was telling my sixth grade boys, you do your part, you do your best, Hashem will do the rest. And then the kid goes, yeah, also on the test. So I said, you're a poet and you know what I mean, know it. Very good. But he didn't want to sing it when I took it on my phone. Yesh lomar, lo limon al atzmo yatza, el ramez al kol kulo yatza. Kenim chol davar kasha adam. So this is the same thing when everything could go in kikar lachem, parnasa shakasha mizrozo kriyaz yamzov. This is the same thing in parnasa, it's the same thing in anything. The Gemara says, imsachem kuvichasam alf, right? How hard it's just as hard as the Ribbono Shel Olam to do Kriyas Yamsuf, it's hard for him to give us Parnasa. He says, what's the Eitzah, what's the advice from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ha'Eitzah ha'Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha v'hu yichal kalecha. Pucks at the pasuk that sits sitting by my Neros in my house. My wife is obsessed with this pasuk. We got it, there's some sukkim in Me'esharim, they have a little plaque, so she saw this pasuk, and we got it from Me'esharim. The pasuk, the Pashup Shat, and the explanation of the pasuk is that throw upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu your problems, and He'll gather it in. Meaning, daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do your best. You have to do your interviews. Get what you have to get done. But then the rest is up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hainu, Hashlech Hasakikar Lachem Lo'or Panet Melechayev V'hi Nazis Me'alev Adai L'Mavet. He says, at the end of the day, you do your best, you daven, and Hashem will do the rest. Number 8, in pages 9 and 10, Pardi number 8, just a story about the Pizetz and the Rebbe in the Holocaust. Pizetz the Rebbe, lost everything. He lost his daughter. He lost his daughter-in-law. He lost his son. That was at his son's kever. He's buried in the Warsaw Ghetto. If you have time on yourself, it's a nice story to read maybe over Shabbos. And all the Hasidim were very worried that year on Simchas Torah. This happened right before. It was all during Sukkot, and they weren't sure whether they were going to have in the Warsaw Ghetto. They weren't sure if they were going to be able to have hakafos. They weren't sure. And on page 10, the Rebbe got up. If you go to page 10, on the underline. And the story goes that the Rebbe got up and he said, Baruch Hashem Hashem Avarach. And the people that were there that snuck out of the ghetto and came to shul, or the shul in the ghetto, said, Baruch Hashem Avarach Le'olam Vod. And everyone was nervous what was going to be after they leaned. He said, at that time, the Rebbe, after everything he lost, he still was able to dance, be able to come to a place of tremendous spiritual existence. Anyone who learns the Pizetz, the Rebbe Svarim, knows that he was not just a human being. This is a person who was mamash, living above this world in the worst of times. And I think this is a very, very important insight. The reason I added it into this shir is because sometimes we're besimcha, sometimes we're not. If the peace that's the Rebbe could be besimcha after seeing his whole mishpacha, his whole community, and thousands of his chassidim, killed in the war. Sometimes it could be for us, it could be a little bit, we could be like, listen, at the end of the day, okay, it's annoying that I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Today I was on the phone call dealing with my insurance, my medical insurance. Sometimes it gets frustrated. But at the end of the day, it's all about perspective. It's all about how much to be appreciate, how much we have, to appreciate everything that we have. And idea number 9, I didn't give it to you, and number 10, I didn't give it to you. Because if I just give you the sheets, you could just get it over Shabbos, and now this is a reason to come, Taka. 9 is a Torah from Reb Lezer Geldzahler. We've quoted from Reb Lezer before. Reb Lezer writes in his Sefer, right? The Mishnah tells us in Tainus, "Kishem shematim b'simcha ba'av, The same way you lower your level when you come into the month of Av, you have to increase your simcha when you come into the month of Adar. So he says such a beautiful insight. He says, what happens if you see a Jew in the 9 days? You see a Jew getting a haircut. You see a Jew at a wedding, or see a Jew eating meat. Meat, you could say he's a Siyam. You would go over to him and say, "No, holy brother, I'm not sure if you know, but it's the 9 days. Jews don't go. We don't get haircuts. We don't shave. We don't get eating meat. We don't go to weddings." You would react. You would react in a pretty. I don't want to say nervous, but it would be a very strong reaction. He says, when the same way you would react like that, you see a Jew in Adar, you see he's not so happy. Maybe the Jets lost. Maybe, the Jets are always losing, Lisa, but maybe something didn't go right. Erev Shabbos, things are going nuts. Mishenichnas Adar Marv Mesimcha, what are you doing? It's Adar. Okay, it's Adar Aleph, right? I went into yesterday. Yesterday I went with other classes and make a whole ruckus. It's a minig of, minig of the Chassidim, minig of the Kanmoidim. Go into other classes and sing Mishenichnas. So one teacher said, it's Adar Aleph. I'm sorry, I didn't see in the Hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger in that Mishnah in Tainis, it says Mishenichnas Adar Beis Marv Mesimcha. It doesn't say that. It says Mishenichnas Adar Marv Mesimcha. So at the end of the day, the same way you would react to a Jew eating meat during the 9 days, you see a Jew in Adar. It's Adar. What are you doing? It's Adar. It's Aleph Dar, the Mori Naim says. What's Adar? Why is Adar so special? It's Aleph Dar. We have a tremendous closeness between us and the Rabbonu Shalom. Aleph stands for Avlushof Alufo Shalolam. So let's just review these 9 ideas and we'll end off with a story for idea number 10. The first idea we quoted from the Klausberger Rebbe, he said, Zet li l'shmi, right? We quoted the Gemara in Brachos about Rabbi Gamliel, that he didn't let anyone who wasn't Tocha Kabara. Tocha Kabara means that you have the insight, you have the real sincerity to be able to come into the Beis Midrash. And we said we also, 1B we could say, was the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai of Tocha Kabara. The inside was like the outside. It was Chavav in the inside, Chavav on the outside. It was real. It was sincere. You had the Rebbeinu Shlom always on your mind. Idea number 2 was from the Meshech Chachma. But Tabas Aron Yevadim Lo Yisur Mimenu. The poles cannot be taken out of the Aron. The poles always had to stay strong because the Aron represented the Torah. The Torah goes wherever we go. It doesn't matter. You go on vacation to Florida. You go away from Florida. The Torah is always on your mind. The Rebbeinu Shlom, we're always with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Idea number 3 we said from the Shach. The Shach said from the menorah. The menorah had the one central branch, one central beam, and six things. Three on the left, three on the right came out. The middle, the central beam was the pole was the Torah Shebech Sav. The three were Torah Shebech Peh. Idea number 4 we quoted from Rav Kluger, who quoted the Magid of Mezuch that a Jew should just have their simcha sos asis ba Hashem. I have simcha sos that asis ba Hashem. That my joy comes that I have joy in my Judaism. That I love Torah. That I have a connection to Torah. That I feel close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Then the day that's where I find my joy. Idea number 5 we said from Likutei Yehoshua, who quoted the Gadol Echad, but we said the Gadol Echad was from Rabbi Achmiel of Ashrotza. He says that it should really say in the pasuk v'yitnu. What's this v'yichuli? No, because when a person gives, you're really the one that's taking. But as we said before, when you're the giver, you're actually the one who's taking, because when you're a giver, you actually grow on a much higher level than the person that's just getting that $20 bill. At the end number 7, we quoted from the Ktav Sofer. Why is it the Gemara says that sometimes they would ish alachiv, sometimes the kruvim are looking at each other and sometimes they were looking away. Because when Jews care about each other, that's the Ratzon Hashem. Nei Yish Al Achiv. When they only care about their own selves, their own situation, their own matziv, that's what Panei Malabayis. They're only looking internally. They're not looking outward. Idea number 7, we quote from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. Teaseh Menorah. The Moshe didn't do the Menorah. So he throws it in. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, "You do your part, I'll do my part." And it says the Majitz Rebbe, that's the lesson in life. You do your part. You do your best, Hashem will do the rest. And that's in anything, that's in parnasa, that's in health. You have to take care of yourself, but you also have to go to the doctor. But to realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is in charge. And Adi number 8, we said from the story of the Ish Kodesh. The Ish Kodesh could be b'simcha in his situation. And in Lysa to be b'simcha in the middle of the war, so get losing his whole mishpacha. And he was able to still have a kafos. How much more so for ourselves? Maybe we do have tzaras. But at the end of the day, to be able to have that global perspective and try to look at those things and see how much we do have. And idea number 9, we quote from Ablazer Gelzahler, who had that great comparison, that the same way you see a Jew not doing something maybe they shouldn't be doing during the 9 days, you would react in a certain way, the same way we should be zocha to act when we see someone who is not besimcha, and we have to tell them, no, it's other, it's mamish other, you have the time to be able to come between us and the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a great story that my Rebbe Rav Weinberger likes to say from Natan Sharansky. Natan Sharansky was a Jew, very, very special Jew, went through tremendous, what'd you say, the... Yeah, went a tremendous, tremendous tsaras in Siberia. Mamish crazy things. So the story goes is that he was once walking in Yerushalayim, and I'm not sure if he said this story before, but it's good to do chazara. And he survived Siberia, and he was in a bakery, and he saw this seminary teacher noticed that he was Natan Sharansky, and she goes over to him, and she says, "Excuse me, are you Natan Sharansky?" He says, "Yeah, I read your book. I think it's called Fear No Evil, whatever. And I just have so much inspiration from everything you wrote in the book. How you just stayed with the Rebbeinu Shlom, even you stay close to God. You had your Tehillim with you. It was nonstop." So she sees in his pocket that he actually had in the bakery. She had that Tehillim with him in the bakery. So she goes, "Is that the Tehillim that you carry? You carry the Tehillim around? Like everywhere you could carry the Tehillim around?" Listen to the line he says back. He says, "I don't carry the Tehillim around. The Tehillim carries me around. The Tehillim carries me around. Maisa, the Torah, the Aron, the Tehillim, the Torah, Tefillah carries us around."
You know the story that he was let out?
I don't know the story.
And the Russians let him out.
Yeah.
They took away the Tehillim.
Yeah.
He sat on the ground and says, "I'm not going." Psh. So you give it back to me.
That's what he said? Wow.
The day he was released.
He said, "I wasn't leaving until you give me back the Tehillim." Unbelievable. I know, I have to do some chazar. The Maisa, the Torah, the Tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shlom is by our side. Are we carrying the Torah? Is the Torah carrying us? Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. Take these insights on Adar, to take these insights on the Parsha. Bez Hashem, not just learn it, but to live it. Bez Hashem, be zochet, be able to lay in the Megillah and Yishlam Yerkosh, Meher B'minu. Shabbos Shkoch.